more or less forced to do things with them. Ike would have been all right, except that he talked funny and did things in an odd way. He said thee and thou, and his folks always made him wear black clothes and a black flat-brimmed hat. Francis's father had said they were Quakers from the East somewhere, and that they all talked like that, but Francis still found it hard to get used to somebody calling him friend all the time. Max was an out-and-out bully, and Francis wouldn't talk to him at all under normal conditions. But in the wagon train, he had to. Max kept finding him when the wagon stopped for the night, and it was either talk or fight. They had fought several times before Francis had found it easier to talk. And in fighting, they were pretty evenly matched. Their worst fight had taken place the time Max had teased Ike, short for Ichabod. Ike wouldn't fight, no matter how many bad names Max called him. Finally, Max had hit Ike on the shoulder. That had made Francis mad, and he'd torn into Max and given him a bloody nose, which got him a licking from his father that night, but he didn't care. The licking hadn't been much. He knew his father was doing it because there was no other way to keep Max's mother from complaining all over the train, and his father hadn't used a switch the way he did when Francis did something really bad. He had used his hand, and it smacked only twice, lightly, hiding it.